Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So do you guys remember Funnel Ball? Funnel Ball is a game that's at the park or a playground or whatever, and what you do is you throw the ball up into this basket-like thing, and there's a funnel, and depending on where the ball comes out, you get points, and it could be 2, 4, 6, or 8, depending on whether it's got 2, 3, or 4 exit zones. And the goal is to get to a particular number, so when you throw the ball in, if your red ball comes out the 8, you get 8 points, and the goal would be to go to 21, whatever you set it up. There's no real rules. I looked it up online, and it's just throw the ball in, make your rules, and play. You know, you could do it where you throw the ball up, and if you catch the ball when it comes out, then you get the points. If nobody catches it, nobody gets the points. Or you just throw it in, and you get the points from whatever it comes out in. So it's a cool little kids game, but that's what I kind of think of marketing funnels as. Is kind of like this, you know, it's a very, very random thing in a lot of ways, and that's the way that people treat it. Now, there's two different kinds of funnels. There's a marketing funnel, and then there's a sales funnel. So a marketing funnel, you get people into the funnel, and then you try to get them out in a particular direction to a specific product or a specific service or whatever it is. A sales funnel is pretty much the same thing, but you're trying to get them to purchase a specific product or service. Now, from what I've seen from a lot of different people, a lot of different companies, their marketing and sales funnels look like Rube Goldberg machines. If you don't know what a Rube Goldberg machine is, it's kind of this very concocted thing where you start a ball and it rolls down a hill and it knocks over a card and then something drops down and hits a fulcrum and then knocks another ball or something. It just is all over the place. So what I want to do today is talk about sales and marketing funnels and kind of narrow it down and kind of give it some scope. The reason I'm doing this is because I was at a conference and there was a lot of talk about marketing funnels, and one person said, okay, here's how you do a funnel. What you do is you have what's known as a tripwire. It's a dollar or free with shipping kind of thing, and you get people to purchase something first, and then they are going to be somebody that you know is going to purchase in the future or probably has a more likely chance to purchase in the future. The other thing is, maybe you do something where you give away a freemium. Now, a freemium could be an ebook, it could be a video, it could be a lot of different things. And so you give the freemium and now you're getting them on your list. That's more of a marketing funnel kind of thing where you get people into your list. I just did something where I gave away a $27 product for free and I got, boy, hundreds of people on my list, but then when I email them, it's like, who the heck are you? They don't know who I am. They don't have any value into what I gave them. There's a few that do, but most of them just got the free thing and moved on. So, you know, maybe selling something up front might be the right way to do it. But let's break it down. First and foremost, every funnel has to have a goal. Just like when you're playing funnel ball, you have to have some kind of goal. The first person to 21 wins, right? Or maybe it's 10 or 11 or whatever the number that you pick. So it's got to have a goal. And I look at it as a series of funnels to do a series of things. So let's start off with a basic funnel. And let's do this for a heating and air conditioning company, because I love those guys. So maybe the first thing that they're trying to sell is, you know, obviously they would love to sell a furnace or they'd love to sell an air conditioner. But maybe to get people into their funnel, they do a special where they'll do a dryer vent cleaning for $69. So they do this dryer vent cleaning, and basically what they do is they suck out all the lint and dust and everything in there so it doesn't catch fire, which is a good idea, you know. And it may start with doing a blog post about dryer vent cleaning. And then inside of that blog post, there is a coupon for a $99 dryer vent cleaning for only $69. So you're hoping that people are reading that, they click on the coupon, they call you up, and now all of a sudden they're into your system. When you're finished with the dryer vent cleaning, what you do is you hand the person another coupon and say, hey, if you would like an air conditioning special, what we do is we'll go in and inspect it. We'll add Freon. We'll make sure everything's working fine. And this is going to be a $89 special, normally $250. So now they have a coupon where they can possibly purchase something. And you work on the air conditioner, and 9 times out of 10, it's fine. But since you've already worked on it, and you put your sticker in there, and you've already built up that reputation because you've done the dryer vent, and you've done, you know, the basic service and cleaning on that, if the air conditioner goes down, who are they likely to call? You, because you've been there a couple of times, you've established trust, and if and when they need an air conditioner, you're going to be the first person they're going to call, right? So that's what a funnel looks like. You start off with something basic, then you add something to it, and then you get them to the end result. Now, a true funnel, just think about this. You're putting oil into your car, right? And so the funnel is this big round thing at the top, and it's got a little nozzle at the bottom. And the whole purpose of that is to make it easier to take a lot of stuff and get it through to that end result. So marketing funnels a lot of times are set up like that, where your goal is to get them to that high ticket product. You know, that is the end result. That's what we want to do. But in more cases, you're better off figuring out step by step mini goals in between and incrementally getting people to go through each one of those steps. So now let's take this to another angle. Obviously, if you're doing air conditioning, there's a funnel for that. If you're doing heating, there's a funnel for that. Instead of maybe doing dryer vent cleaning, you're doing duct cleaning. Okay, that's where all the heating and air conditioning goes through. So you have a duct cleaning special where you're cleaning out all the dust and the mites and the junk that's sitting in there. And then you offer them maybe a service contract or a monthly maintenance agreement or whatever it is that you want to do. And ultimately, you're going in there and constantly looking at their systems for them. And when they need a furnace, boom, who's the first person they're going to call? It's going to be you because they've already established the know, like, and trust with you. But if you think about it, you have an air conditioning funnel, you have a furnace funnel, and there could be other funnels. So a lot of times these can get as complex as a Rube Goldberg machine. But every funnel has an opening where you draw people in. It has some kind of reaction that you want them to do. It could be a tripwire, they buy something for a buck. It could be that they buy a $27 product and you do an upsell. It could be that the ultimate goal is to get them into your high-end coaching program or to purchase a large package from you of something. The goal with all of this is that each funnel has to be designed as a standalone thing. And then when you start to look at the big picture, you could have multiple funnels doing multiple things, but the end result is you're taking all of this stuff and you're trying to get it out that hole at the bottom. What is that hole at the bottom? What is the one thing that you really want to sell? Now, some people, just like in funnel ball, you throw the ball up, they might come out shoot number 2, they might come out shoot number 4, they might come out shoot number 6 or shoot number 8. It doesn't matter. As long as you get people in there and they're actively doing something, that means that you've got the right people in your funnel. So that's what I want you to think about, is how can you create multiple funnels that talk specifically to specific problems that clients may have, and maybe they want to purchase your products or services, but then it leads them to specific solutions. Then hopefully you'll have the opportunity to continue the conversation, to guide them towards some of the more expansive things that you have. A lot of times what I've learned is high ticket items take conversations. So maybe the goal is to get them to a point where they trust you enough where they'll get on the phone and have a conversation with you. But you have to design this as a system. So there's a lot of different philosophies on how funnels work. It could be free, could be paid for, it could be tripwire, all these other things. But ultimately, you have to know where you're starting, who you're talking to, and where you want them to end up. This has to be designed from the ground up with expectations in mind that when they're finished, this is what I want them to accomplish.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.